This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More administration building for President-elect Trump. He's tapping Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and current Fox News contributor, as transportation secretary, declaring Duffy will greatly elevate the travel experience for all Americans. Growing fear of mass deportations with the incoming Trump administration. Lawsuits are already in the works. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs telling ABC News she'll work with the administration on border security, but not this.
People hiding in fear. We saw that under previous state policies here. And it harms communities. It tears families apart. That's not going to happen on my watch.
The NBA's Chicago Bulls announced the death of three-time All-Star forward Bob Butterbean Love. His number 10 was retired by the Bulls in 94. Bob Love was 81. This is ABC News. The Pew Research Center started asking and got 1 in 5 Americans to admit they regularly get their news from influencers on social media.
For its study, Pew first set up some guidelines. To be considered a news influencer, the person had to regularly post about current events and have at least 100,000 followers on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or X, where 85% of news influencers have a presence. Most of those putting out news content are men. 27% identify as Republican, 21% Democrat, and 77% of them have no affiliation with any mainstream news site. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
He guided the sound of the Kinks and the Who. His publicist says music producer Shel Talmy died complications from a stroke. He visited London in the 60s and found himself right in the British rock scene. He helped the Kinks create You Really Got Me and others. He also produced My Generation for the Who. Shel Talmy was 87 years old. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight. Lower 50s at daybreak. Gusty southeast winds up around 35 at 40 miles per hour. Early showers Tuesday, then mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s at the end of the afternoon. It's 57 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Does it seem like the world operates like there's two different sets of rules? Rules for some people and then rules for everybody else? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the brand new week to you. It's Monday. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot going on in the world. You know, I hate talking about Donald Trump all the time, but, you know, I've used this metaphor before. You know, if you're having a garden party and there's a snake going through the grass coming up on your, on your chair, it's pretty hard not to look away, not to look at it. You know, it's pretty hard to look away. So, anyhow, hour by hour here for our program, in the first hour of the transitional oligarchy, democracy's last stand, I want to share with you a thought that I shared with Ali Velshi on MSNBC on Sunday morning. If you caught it, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, I'll fill you in a minute. Also, Trump is declaring and has confirmed in the last few hours that he is going to declare a national emergency to get around the Posse Comitatus Act and use the military for mass deportations. You know, the army may soon be kicking in your front door. And Trump said he didn't know about Project 2025, but now he picked the guy who wrote their telecom agenda for FCC chairman. We'll get into all those in the first hour. In the second hour of the program, one of our two guests today, Alex Lawson, is going to drop by. What will happen to Social Security and Medicare under Trump? What can we expect? And how might we be able to fight back? Also, the House Republican Party, the House Republicans have revived a bill that will let an authoritarian Trump administration crush nonprofits, you know, groups like ProPublica. Are they going to survive? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. And also, Texas Republicans want to outlaw websites that give abortion information, including like Substack newsletters, like Abortion Every Day, Jessica Valenti's newsletter. In the third hour of our program, Stephen Spoonamore is going to drop by. He's a data scientist who says there's something hinky about the election in several of the swing states. Now, I just want to right up front say I am agnostic on this. I'm not pushing this theory. In fact, I'm pretty skeptical of it. But it's going to be an interesting conversation. I think you should, you know, you're going to want to tune in. This will be at the very top of the third hour of the program today. Also, the plan to silence dissent by the Trump administration. And will the Trump efficiency co-leader, that would be Mr. Ramaswamy, outright delete the Department of Education? He says yes. So what will that mean? A lot of stuff to get to today. The op-ed I published this morning over at HartmanReport.com, pretty straightforward. It's about how oligarchy is a transitional form of government. Longtime listeners of this program will recall that 7-8 years ago, maybe a little longer, Jimmy Carter was on this program, ex-President Carter, and he made the comment that we were talking about Citizens United, and he made the comment that as the result of Citizens United, America is no longer a democracy, that we have become an oligarchy. Oligarchy is a form of government where basically the government, it can still look like a democracy, you still hold elections and all that kind of stuff. But what the average person wants doesn't happen. Instead, what happens is what billionaires, what very rich people want, because they have either seized control of government indirectly by seizing control of the political process of the politicians themselves, or they have become the government. In this case, you know, having an oligarch as president, having oligarchs in the cabinet, having oligarchs, run the media, all that sort of thing. That's all oligarchy. And that's pretty much where America is at and has been for at least a decade. I would argue a little longer than that. I mean, how long has it been since, you know, there was that era, there was that point in time from the 1930s until the 1980s where Americans regularly got what they wanted. You know, we got Social Security, we got the right to unionize, we got the minimum wage, we got unemployment insurance, we got Medicare, we got Medicaid, we got the Civil Rights Act, we got the Voting Rights Act, we got, you know, just all kinds of good stuff happened. You know, the Section 8 housing supports, relatively free colleges and universities, very, very inexpensive. Top-notch, high-quality, brand-gleaming new schools, an interstate highway system. Basically, stuff that we wanted, we got. All that pretty much came to a halt in the mid-1980s. If you think back over the last 40 years, can you think of any major programs that have rolled out that reflect what people want? I mean, we're the only developed country in the world that has 500,000 medical bankruptcies a year. People would rather not have that happening here. It doesn't happen in other developed countries, but no, we still have that. Obamacare, I think you could argue, is the only major program we got, and really that was a giant giveaway to giant health insurance companies. So, which is not to say it didn't help a lot of people, but it helped a lot of people in a way that really helped the oligarchs. So, you know, again, another symptom of oligarchy. So we've been in this oligarchy thing for at least a generation. And the thing about oligarchies is that they are often very unstable. Eventually, what happens is people figure out that they've been screwed. And you see the cracks showing. You see you see people figuring this out in the presence, in the rise, in the increase in politicians and truth tellers within society, pointing out that the average person is getting screwed and the rich are getting richer. In our case, I would say, you know, Bernie Sanders nearly taking the 2016 Democratic nomination from Hillary Clinton, had the Democratic Party itself not stepped in and intervened and said, no, wait a minute, we already promised this to Hillary. Had that not happened, there's no doubt in my mind Bernie would have easily beat Donald Trump, because they were both arguing the same thing, that it's time to overthrow the oligarchy, except that Donald Trump was an oligarch. And many of his claims turned out to be complete BS. So anyhow, that was an early sign. So oligarchy, as I said, is unstable. At some point, the people figure out they've been screwed. And what do? They start rising up. They start saying, no, we want something different. And what that something different typically turns out to be is one of two things. Either people say, we want our democracy back, and they move back toward democracy. This is what happened in Brazil when Jair Bolsonaro was overthrown, in a democratic election when, Bolsonaro was kicked out and is now being prosecuted. In fact, he fled to Mar-a-Lago, you'll recall. I mean, oligarchs know oligarchs and kleptocrats or whatever you want to call them. So either a country returns to democracy. I think at some level you could argue this is what's happening in Mexico right now as well. Or the oligarchs say, enough already. We're going to put down, we're going to put down our foot. It's time for the iron fist. Forget the velvet glove over it. And they start crushing dissent, and they start putting people in jail, and they start, bankrupting the media, and they, just all these things that Viktor Orban has done, that Vladimir Putin has done, that Duterte did in the Philippines, that Erdogan is doing in Turkey. You see this all over the world in countries that were formerly democracies, moved into oligarchy, and then when the oligarchs were challenged, they became autocrats in response to those challenges. And so the question is, which way is America going to go? And I think we'll probably know the answer to that question about more or less 2 years from right now. Because, you know, the next 2 years, Donald Trump is going to do his best, right? Presidents always get the most done in the first 2 years of their presidency, really the first year. Because by the second year, everybody in Congress is running for re-election. A third of the Senate and 100% of the House of Representatives running for re-election, and, you know, state houses all over the country and everything else. And so everybody's kind of scrambling, and not a lot of, you know, new or innovative or amazing stuff gets done. So in 2 years, Americans will be able to look back and say, okay, this is what Trump did. This is what the GOP did. Do we like it or not? And whether Trump has gone full-on autocrat, authoritarian, or whether he's only gone part way, or whether, you know, he's decided not to do that at all, which I you know, consider to be somewhere between unlikely and impossible. There will be an election in all probability, and that election is probably going to tell us what the future of America is going to be. So, you know, the bottom line here is, while we still have the ability, while we still have the opportunity, it's important for us to prepare, to show up at your local Democratic Party meetings and volunteer to join up with groups like Indivisible, to get out there and get active. Tag your... We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
A national emergency, the military for mass deportation. What about Posse Comitatus? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Crossroads lie before us, the shadows grow so near. A path of light and liberty, or one ruled by fear. With banners raised in anger, the tyrants call their band. But the people hold the power, it's democracy's last stand.
Transitional oligarchy phase. Which way are we going to go? Donald Trump says he's going to deport. Excuse me. This is over the weekend. The president of Judicial Watch, John Fitton, posted a over on Trump's failing social media site. Posted good news. Reports are the incoming real Donald Trump administration prepared to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. And Trump replied, he reposted it and replied with the word true, followed by three or maybe four exclamation marks. Three, four, can't tell. Anyhow, back in 1878, this is, following the Civil War, following all the wreckage caused by, an actual war. Actual armies on our soil fighting each other, killing 600,000-700,000 Americans. After the Civil War, Congress passed a law called the Posse Comitatus Act. And what the Posse Comitatus Act says is that the American military may never, ever again turn their guns on American people or conduct any kind of military operation within the United States. Our military is to defend our borders and to fight foreign wars, but not to do things in the United States. Now, the one thing that can cause the Posse Comitatus Act to be suspended is if the president declares a state of emergency. And this has happened a couple of times. George W. Bush did it after 9/11, for example. And states of emergency grant the president awesome powers, including the power to order the military to point their guns at American citizens, to go door to door and kick in doors, to drag people, to basically do police functions. And, you know, so Trump has said that he will use a proclamation, a declaration of emergency, of a state of emergency, essentially through executive order. He will declare a state of emergency and use that to direct the military to kick people out. Now, the act back in 1878, the act only applied to the Army. But it has been amended over the years, first to cover the Marines, then the Navy, then the Air Force, and most recently it was amended to include the Space Force. So, you know, but Trump is bringing into his cabinet Tom Holman, his next border czar, the guy who was kind of the architect and main implementer of the child separation policy, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who was also involved in the child separation policy. So keep an eye on this one. This could be very consequential, particularly if Trump decides once he's got the military in place. This is what I think is the biggest threat with regard to this. And I realize I say this with the privilege of being a citizen and being a white guy here in the United States. But the big threat is that Trump will use the military to deport people that he believes are here illegally, which is, of course, going to include many American citizens, but, you know, he's going to do it anyway. But most of them, probably most all of them, will be either black Haitians or brown, you know, Mexicans, Salvadorans, Venezuelans, et cetera. But then, after he's done that, he still has his state of emergency, and he still has his military in the United States. So what does he do next? He does what Putin does. He does what, you know, what Hitler did. He does what Mussolini did, and directs his military against protesters. Oh, you want to go into the streets and protest Trump's latest policy? Good luck. He signs a national abortion ban. People show up. Suddenly they're getting shot at. Trump has also picked his FCC czar, new FCC chairman. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
News from the center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More administration building for President-elect Trump. He's tapping Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and current Fox News contributor, as transportation secretary, declaring Duffy will greatly elevate the travel experience for all Americans. Growing fear of mass deportations with the incoming Trump administration. Lawsuits are already in the works. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs telling ABC News she'll work with the administration on border security, but not this.
People hiding in fear. We saw that under previous state policies here. And it harms communities. It tears families apart. And that's not going to happen on my watch.
The NBA's Chicago Bulls announced the death of three-time All-Star forward Bob Butterbean Love. His number 10 was retired by the Bulls in 94. Bob Love was 81. This is a...
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted meaningless snooze fest referred to too often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight. Lower 50s at daybreak. Gusty southeast winds up around 35 at 40 miles per hour. Early showers Tuesday, then mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s at the end of the afternoon. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trevian will be here to talk about the holiday faux fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Holman's got the papers, Miller's got the plan. Ain't no time to run, they're taking back the land. They start with the weakest, the ones most alone, ripping families apart just to claim the throne. Welcome to Trump's version of hell, where freedom fades and the darkness swells. If your hair's too dark,
welcome to Trump's version of hell, indeed. Welcome back. Speaking of the media, Donald Trump, well, first of all, I don't know if you caught it this morning, but over the weekend, Joe and Mika, you know, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. Apparently, they had a very friendly conversation. He was in good spirits. Yeah. He always is when somebody comes and kisses his butt, right? He, meanwhile, is threatening to sue Ann Seltzer. Now, Ann Seltzer is probably a name that sounds familiar, but you're not sure why. She was the Nevada pollster who did the poll just before the election suggesting that Kamala Harris was going to easily win Iowa. Or maybe she's based out of Iowa. I thought she was based out. No, I believe she's based out of Iowa because it was published in the Des Moines Register. And she has announced that she's retiring. But Trump has announced that he thinks she should be prosecuted or investigated. And then, of course, he filed that $10 billion lawsuit against CBS News because 60 Minutes interviewed Kamala Harris and, you know, he turned down their offer. And so he says he didn't get equal time. They did offer him equal time. In fact, I think they gave him equal time after some sporting event or something. But he had posted on his failing social media site, 60 Minutes should be immediately taken off the air. Election interference. CBS should lose its license. All right. Speaking of the media, of course, is regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. Brendan Carr is the senior most conservative Republican member of the FCC's board, the commissioner, they call them. And he will be the next commission chairman. He was the author of Project 2025's bit about what should be done about, you know, social media and television and all that kind of stuff. I'll just share this straight up with you. This is from the Washington Post. He's naming Carr. On Wednesday, Carr sent a letter to Apple chief executive Tim Cook, Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft's Satya Nadella, and Alphabet's Sundar Pichai, warning, these are the CEOs of these organizations, warning that he believed they were improperly censoring some viewpoints. Now, these are all websites that have historically, or organizations or groups or whatever, that have historically not looked kindly on, you know, open Nazism, for example. You know, people posting swastikas and stuff, you know, calling for Jews or black people to be murdered. And he writes, Americans have lived through an unprecedented surge in censorship. Your companies played significant roles in this improper conduct. That's the quote from the letter. He also said he was, back to the Washington Post, Carr has also indicated he would scrutinize TV broadcasters in instances that Republicans view as political bias. When Kamala Harris appeared on Saturday Night Live, Carr blasted NBC for trying to evade the equal time rule. This is particularly interesting. The Washington Post writes, Carr's ascent also bodes well for the prospects of Elon Musk. With the two cultivating a close relationship, Carr has visited SpaceX facilities multiple times this year, including trekking to southern Texas last month to witness SpaceX's Starship rocket booster floating back to Earth in a historic landing. Pending decisions before the FCC, writes, Eva Dow and Cristiano Lima Strong for the Washington Post. Pending decisions before the FCC include whether to allow Musk's Starlink satellites to orbit closer to Earth, which would make its internet service speedier and a more fierce competitor to traditional broadband. Ann Carr has advocated for Starlink to receive hundreds of millions of dollars in FCC grants. Musk's social media platform X, also stands to benefit from Carr's vow to scrutinize its rival internet giants such as Facebook and Google. He used to be the number two guy to Ajit Pai. Ajit Pai, of course, was the guy who ended net neutrality, an issue that we talked about at some considerable length here. Net neutrality prevents your internet service provider, say you've got, Acme Company providing internet into your home, and Acme Company decides that they don't like liberals. And so any of the major progressive websites, they just slow down coming into your house. They can do that. It's very, very easy. And that's currently illegal. We're back under net neutrality because, you know, we've got a Democrat running the FCC. But the last time Trump was in office, Ajit Pai ended net neutrality. And now he says, well, we can assume that it'll happen again. We'll see. But Carr is an opponent of net neutrality. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Kevin in Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Doing well. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. What's up?
Cool. Yeah, before I get to what I was calling about, I just wanted to just say, can we get rid of this idea that Donald Trump is playing some kind of 3D chess? The man is nothing but a evil Forrest Gump. He this past weekend, he issued an announcement that he was going to be issuing an executive order to end birthright citizenship, which is in the Constitution and something that he can't do.
Right.
I mean, the man is, if anything, he's just simply a pawn for other people, a useful idiot. But the reason why...
You know, they said the same thing about Hitler, Kevin.
Yeah, well, perhaps.
No, he was, the New York Times called him a buffoon, as did the Der Zeit, you know. The Germany's major newspaper. Everybody thought he was just a clown, you know. Charlie Chaplin made a movie ridiculing him. But anyway, back to you.
Well, the reason why I was calling, my main topic is why is the left so timid? Why can't we aim big? Why can't we go? If the right wants to go ahead and put a sledgehammer to the government, Why can't we be bold? Why can't we expand the legislature, move to incorporate the protectorates as states in our system, and expand the court?
These are all things that require us being, you know, progressive Democrats, to control both the House, the Senate, and the White House. None of those three things are going to happen for the next 2 years. But I'm with you, Kevin. I want to see these things done.
Why can't we make a platform and be bold about it?
You know, the Democratic Party since 92 has been basically, has largely rejected progressive policies, instead calling themselves centrists, which is, you know, kind of Mitt Romney, Dwight Eisenhower Republicans. And I think it has hurt the Democratic Party badly. I think it's the reason why Kamala Harris didn't win this election. I think it's the main reason is that she and the Democratic Party did not go bold and progressive. She said a lot of good progressive things. I mean, I'm not being totally critical of her, but campaigning with Liz Cheney and talking about I want to give Republicans a seat at the table, and not putting forward really bold policy initiatives that go way beyond what Joe Biden has done, even though Biden has been the most progressive president since Lyndon Johnson. You know, I'm with you, Kevin. I'm with you. Thank you very much for the call. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. You know, I've always been a fan of your work, but you're missing a couple of things that exponentially can become important.
Okay.
And
what's that?
Yeah, okay, and... Yeah, I guess I'll start with Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee to be Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody, interviewer say nothing bad about him. She said he's an Ivy League educated guy, and he is a decorated combat veteran. She didn't even mention he was in the National Guard. But here's my point. here's my point. She said that Trump wants him there to cut, you know, spending, you know, along with Elon Musk. Look, velvet glove and the oligarchs. You're missing something, Tom. War. They don't have to do iron fist. They have the intermediate step of war. And let me tell you something. Really, the fate of the United States is hanging in the hands of a guy named Lieutenant General Asim Malik. He's the head of the ISI in Pakistan. Okay?
Pakistan's equivalent of the CIA, yeah.
Right, right. Russia and Pakistan gained greatly from the United States there. We kept the forces that want to overthrow the Russian, you know, the Russian Commonwealth. Those forces are in southern Russia. We kept them occupied, along with the Swat Valley in Pakistan. All those Taliban forces that want to overthrow Pakistan, the government in Islamabad, the United States kept them at bay. Russia and Pakistan also made huge amounts of money on the U.S. presence there. The other thing we're missing is, Tulsi Gabbard, too. They've already been blinding U.S. intel. She's going to finish off U.S. intelligence apparatus, all right? Mm. The other thing you're missing, Tom, is we have another class, another social economic class. I'm calling it the on-demand social economic class. And this explains why this guy was asked. He said, you and your family are going to be deported. Why did you vote for Trump? He said, because I care more about the economy. He was a Mexican-American. He said, he wasn't an American. He's undocumented. He said he cares more about the economy. And you don't have to listen to Crazy Dave. There's an article about it in the Wall Street Journal, all right, where he's talking about America's on-demand culture is fueling the crisis at the border. You've had callers come up and talk to you about the mud sill theory because you're a history buff. Look, we have a class in America that is being ignored. They fuel the on-demand social economic class. What Democrats can do is say, look, you are not indentured servants. Yes, you transit between poverty and the on-demand class, but you are a human being. We are going to protect you from the oligarchs.
That would be a nice start, Dave. That would be a nice start. Dave, thanks for the call. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com. Promo code Tom.
Matt and Air on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekday.
For number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food. You know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are usually cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, I've never seen them go so crazy for a food ever. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Coming, can't you see? Trump's back with a blueprint for tyranny. Wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light, democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent.
Darkness? I don't know. We'll see. I'm concerned, shall we say, but I'm still here, too. So, picking up your calls, Larry in Chino, California. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, I'm 80 years old, and my wife is 70 years old. We're retired. We're on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how much trouble am I in?
With the Trump presidency?
Yes.
It's hard to say at this point. I mean, you know, we've always thought, or the conventional political wisdom has always been, that Medicare and Medicaid and Social, in particular, Social Security, were the third rail. Project 2025 called for Medicare to be phased out and replaced by Medicare Advantage, and called for substantial changes in Social Security, the effect of which would be cuts. Reagan, of course, cut Social Security back in 1980, I think it was six, by raising the retirement age from 65 to 67, reducing the rate at which benefits grow over time, you know, the annual cost of living, the COLAs. Yeah, those got recalculated, and so they've been much lower. So, you know, you actually, prior to Reagan, you could actually live on Social Security. Now it's you know, pretty much considered supplemental income. And so I'd be very concerned about it. And what wouldn't surprise me at all, Larry, although I haven't seen anything specifically about this, is if Trump tries to do what George W. Bush tried to do in 2005.
I remember that.
Yeah, which is essentially roll out Social Security Advantage. You know, we're going to let you roll your Social Security assets into a bank account, essentially, which will be invested in the stock market on your behalf,
right.
Sort of like an IRA.
Social Security Advantage, right?
Right. Yeah. And you know, we'll see. But the big bankers would love to have that. You're talking, you know, the Social Security Trust Fund is $2.5 trillion. If you know, a half a dozen big banks in New York could get their hands on that, it would mean literally billions in instantaneous profits for them. And they've got a lot of lobbyists, and they've got a lot of money, and Trump is very friendly with these guys. So, Alex Lawson is going to be on at the top of the next hour in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned, because he's going to be talking directly about that. Larry, thanks for the call. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
Well, I wanted to talk to you. I know everyone's Trump-toxicated right now. But there are a couple of things outside of Trump that I'm keeping my eye on, and particularly there are simultaneous criminal trials going on, murder cases, one which the Lake and Riley case, who was, you may recall, yep, the 22-year-old nursing student that was killed in Georgia.
Right, by an illegal
immigrant. And there's also simultaneously going on the Jordan Neely case. As you'll recall, he was killed by a chokehold from a former Marine,
right,
a year and a half ago.
So your
in
point.
New York. Well, what's interesting about this is that white lash always is exhibited in the criminal justice system.
Mm.
I can pretty much assure you that Daniel Penny will be acquitted. I can also pretty much assure you that Jose Ibarra in the Lake and Riley case is probably going to not only be convicted but get the death penalty.
Right.
And, you know, interestingly enough, getting back to Trump, Trump constantly talked about the Lake and Riley case, and why his defense team hasn't talked about the prejudice of that, I don't know. But this is going to be very interesting. And by the way, Daniel Penny has become a millionaire as a result of killing Jordan Neely. He's raised over $4 million for his defense.
Wow. Which is not at all unusual, by the way. We repeatedly find that to be the case. Kenyatta, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Solid stuff. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Alex Lawson. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital into the studio. Then Civic Media's own Melissa Kay joins me to talk about her new show, Community Stories. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
as a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.